And welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to have with us on the air today via Zoom, Maureen Hampton, who's the coordinator of ConnectWell's Community Volunteer Income Tax Program. Maureen, thank you so much for being here today.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me.
First off, ConnectWell is really, we're doing our best to make sure that people know it's not just health. You know, there's so many different things that are being put out there by ConnectWell. Yes. And this is just one of them. But we really wanted to make sure that people knew what it was that ConnectWell does. So we've had so many different departments, if you will, I guess, that have joined.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's really cool. And this is another one. And
it's another one, yeah.
Yeah, and here we are talking about income tax, but you also work in another part with ConnectWell as well. So you guys all have to wear a whole bunch of different hats.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I work at Connections as well. I run the free birth companion program for Lanark County. And I'm a community home support worker. I run groups. And this contract is the Community Volunteer Income Tax Program, which is run in partnership with Canada Revenue Agency. So we took this on in 2014.
Well, when you think about helping people with kids and, you know, helping young parents and all that, well, no one really thinks about taxes too. That's a weird combination.
And it is. And it's so, it's interesting now because we have to file our income tax for so many reasons now to get to, if you want to apply for housing, you have to have your income tax assessment. If you want to apply for Ontario Works, you need your assessment. If you want child tax credit or, you know, old age security or, you know, right across the board, there's so many things. The climate action refund this year, you have to file to get it. So,
yeah. it really opens a lot of doors for people. Mm-hmm. And it's not just young people. It's people at every stage of their life. And so how did you get involved in this? Because it doesn't sound like your background is really, you know, conducive to this.
Yeah. It's funny. When Donna Davidson was running Lanark Community Programs, she asked me if I'd be interested in, and when we heard about this Community Volunteer Income Tax Program, it's, you know, run right across Canada. And it's what happens is Canada Revenue partners with agencies and then we're responsible. So Canada Revenue will clear volunteers for us and we clear our own volunteers as well. And then in partnership, we run programs. So, our program has been really great. It's very successful. We started out doing about 400 a year and we did over 800 just in this March. So on the phone. So before COVID, we did about 2000 a year. And since COVID, we're about 1600 a year. So
I can only see that going up as well as more people learn about this. And this is why we have someone on from this program, wherever it's being delivered every year, because it is so vital. And let's talk about then, let's get into it here. Who is this program for?
So we define it for people with a modest income. So a modest income is $35,000 a year. If you're a couple, it's $45,000 a year. And if you have children, it's an additional $2,500 a year. So the first child would be $47,500 and so on. Now, if there's extreme circumstances, we would open for a discussion on that. You know, sometimes, you know, I can't think of what that would be, but, you know, we're open to discussing if you need our service. What's great about this program, it serves everybody. It serves seniors, people, you know, with low incomes that are like students or people Ontario Works. If you found yourself homeless, which we are dealing a lot with in our community now, we can help you get your taxes filed so that you can at least get some money from Ontario Works, you know? So it's right across the board, our program.
And really, you think about it, because we've talked about this before with things like food insecurity and affordable housing. This is another one of those things where it can open doors, but there are people who have to make the decision. Well, do I feed my family this month or do I get my taxes done? This eliminates that.
This is free. And, you know, a lot of people still go to other agencies to get their taxes done because it's instant money back, but they end up losing a fairly high percentage of their refund. So, you know, we file on the phone, we do it over like e-file it. Our volunteers are very well trained and really experienced. They know how to get you the most money back, and you can get money back within 10 days usually. So it's not a long wait.
That's what I was going to say. It used to take like sometimes 6-7 weeks to get your refund back. But once they move to that e-file,
It's quick.
It is quick. And really when those other places that you talk about, when they started doing that same day and so on. That was before the e-file was in there. So if you can wait a week or 10 days, I mean, this
That's certainly
worth it, because they do, you do save that chunk of money that they would otherwise keep.
They take some places take, 20%. So, depending on, but it's not hard to do. You just call our number, which I'll give you at the end. And so they'll ask you for your name and your phone number, what town you live in. They'll ask you who you're filing for. They'll ask you if you qualify for the income level. They'll ask you what time of day is best to reach you. And then the best part this year is they're asking you for a password, because there's so many scams out there now, people calling saying they work for a CRA and they want your social insurance number and that. And so we don't want you to get mixed up and think that's us. So we ask you for a password, and we don't ask you for any information until we validate that password with you. So you know it's us calling you, which is a great addition to our program this year.
And you're not sending emails or strange texts or anything like that?
We do none of that. No.
So that is,
and we've retained a lot of the same volunteers. So if you had a volunteer you liked last year, you can ask for that volunteer again this year. We've retained most of our volunteers, and they're really skilled. They know, and they know with the people. So we get lots of requests for certain ones.
One of the things that I really love about this too, is that people say, well, geez, I wish I had known about this last year or the year before or whatever, but here's the thing. You can do multiple years and it's still free.
Up to 10.
Up to 10 years.
Yeah.
My goodness. That's incredible. And that could be an incredible relief for people who may have been carrying that weight around with them.
And they would end up getting 10 years of refunds back, right? Of maybe some of the money they've missed, like the Trillium benefit or the GST credits or, that kind of thing. So it is really worth filing your income tax. And even if you have lost your papers, you can call us and our volunteers can help you get into your CRA account and find those papers that you need. So,
and it's just amazing. We have to say it again. It is a free program. This is something that you are doing to help the people of Lanark County, right? Is it limited?
It's actually this year. It's funny. The last couple of years with COVID, we've been dealing with people right across Ontario. We've actually had calls from people in Newfoundland, if you can believe it, but we don't serve outside of Ontario. And if we know there's a program running, like in Brockville, there's quite a large program, we refer them back to their area. But we're covering a lot of Renfrew area now too. So, this year we advertised in the Renfrew area, and we're getting lots of calls. I think we did 860 or something in March alone. So it's pretty good. And there's only a week waiting time now. We were at 2 weeks wait time now, and now we're down to 1 week. So if you call us and put your name on the log, we'll be in touch with you within a week.
What's amazing about ConnectWell and this program is certainly just like it is when people call, they're going to get help. You're not going to be told, sorry, can't help you. And then somewhere else, like you just said, if someone calls and there's a program where they are, you're going to direct them to that program. That's help.
Yes.
You're putting them on the right track. And then obviously if there's someone who you can help, then you just take it on. Yeah. I think that's
important. We're serving people that are hearing impaired, sight impaired. So, we are trying to do the best to serve. If there's a language barrier, I look for an interpreter. So, or I send you to a program that has an interpreter. So it's amazing all the different people that we get calls from. So if you have any special needs or anything and you're not sure if you qualify, you can call me directly. And when I give you the number, I'm at extension 3104, and I'm happy to discuss with you and get you set up. So never hesitate to call me.
How many you mentioned that you have volunteers who keep coming back year after year, but how many volunteers do you have?
I think this year we have 12. I'm away from my desk. I'm in Toronto this week. But I think we usually have 12 to 15. So I think it's 12 this year that we have. And we haven't been able to accept new volunteers the last couple of years, which is unfortunate, just because we do an extensive in-person training as well with them. Mm-hmm. And because of COVID, of course, we haven't been able to do that. So it's been the same 12 doing it. But hopefully next year we'll be able to add a couple of volunteers, because it's nice to expand our team.
And when we do give that number, if someone would like to volunteer, then I'm sure they can just call that number as well.
Yeah, and they can just ask for me at extension 3104, and I'll take their name for next year.
You know what I found?
And we run, we run income tax program all year round. So we do our pushes during the clinic time, March and April. But if you need your taxes done any time of the year, you can call us and we'll make sure we get it filed for you.
You know what I find too is, and I always found this very interesting because I'm not a math guy. I'm not a numbers guy at all, but people I know who do taxes, whether it's something they do professionally or whatever, they really, really enjoy it.
They do. They love it. Yeah.
And to me, that's just wild, right?
Yeah, you know? I know.
But I mean, there's other people who couldn't imagine, you know, going onto the radio and speaking to people, and that would just be, you know, terrible for them. For me, it's anything to do with numbers. And then I meet these people and they're like, oh, it's so much fun. And you can find this for, and here you're out looking for other people and you're helping people at the same time. So not only are you having fun, but you're giving back too. So hats off to all those.
They really, and they're very skilled at it too. They know the ins and outs, and our lead volunteer, she actually worked for a Canada Revenue Agency at one point. So she's been a wonderful addition to our program. And we have really strong, strong volunteers. And I never have to worry about that because I personally don't do the income tax and I just coordinate the program. So it's great. But when in person, you know, we do up to 95 clinics and in 2 months. So it's a pretty amazing program. Amazing. Quite proud of it. Quite proud to be a part of it.
And as you said, these volunteers, they're top notch. It's you may as well have an accounting firm that you're
dealing with. And many of them are there. We do have some accountants too.
Amazing. Right.
That are, so it's a great program, and you know, it's easy to access. And you know, if there's some kind of circumstance where, like, normally, like pre-COVID, we would do drop-offs, so you could drop your papers off and have it done. We're not doing that now. But if there's for some reason you're not comfortable doing it on the phone, leave me a message. We'll figure out a way to make it so that you are comfortable getting your taxes done.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Let's give that number that we've been talking about throughout the course of this this chat here, Maureen.
All right. It's 613-257-7121. And if you're calling long distance, it's 1-800-667-2617. And it's extension 3200.
Perfect. Maureen, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate having you here. And we'll have to have you back wearing your other hat as well. I'd love to talk to you about
that. Yes, anytime. I'd love to come and talk to you anytime. That would be great. Thank you.
Fantastic. No problem. Maureen, thank you again for being here today.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too. Our guest on In Focus today, Maureen Hampton, coordinator of ConnectWell's Community Volunteer Income Tax Program. We've been taking an in-depth look at what they're offering and who exactly it's for. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful afternoon.